Israeli defense forces have completed the first phase of withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. The 72-hour window to release the hostages is now open. Our report gets you the latest on implementation of Trump's peace proposal and his arrival in Israel.
Thousands of Palestinians moved north to Gaza's biggest urban area, which has been under Israeli siege since the past 2 years. Echoes of joy reverberated across the Mediterranean seafront road as the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas took effect. Israeli defense forces completed the first phase of withdrawal, paving the way to a 72-hour countdown during which Hamas is expected to release the hostages. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned the Palestinian militant group that IDF won't hesitate to return to war if Hamas doesn't meet Israel's expectations.
I knew that if we forcefully enter Hamas's last stronghold, Gaza City, and if we eliminate all of its power centers there, Hamas will want to save its rule. I also thought that if we add massive political pressure by our great friend President Trump to our great military pressure, this powerful combination will make Hamas bring back all of our hostages while the IDF remains deep in the Gaza Strip and holds all its controlling areas.
Israeli troops are now stationed at new positions with the name to control at least 50% of the Palestinian enclave. Gaza police is now stationed in places vacated by the IDF. On its end, Israel has released its first list of 250 Palestinian prisoners serving life sentences who will be released as a part of the agreement. Although Hamas demanded the release of the prominent Fatah figure Marwan Barghouti, his name is not included in the list. Hamas's chief negotiator Al-Haya says the Trump administration and mediators have given assurances that the war is over.
Today we announce that we have reached an agreement to end the war and aggression against our people and to begin implementing a permanent ceasefire, the withdrawal of the occupation forces, the entry of aid, the opening of the Rafah crossing in both directions, and the exchange of prisoners.
The Israeli parliament has invited Trump to address the Knesset. The invitation marks the first address by a sitting U.S. president to the Knesset since George W. Bush in 2008. While Knesset prepares for the U.S. president's arrival, questions arise over the fate of Gaza and its residents. Who will govern Gaza and will Hamas agree to disarm itself? Bureau Report, Vion, World is One.
Joining us live on the broadcast is retired Lieutenant Colonel Daniel L. Davis, who is a military expert and host of Daniel Davis Deep Dive on YouTube. Thank you so much for joining us, Colonel. So can you tell us what the operational challenges may be during this 72 hours for the release of hostages?
Well, I think that this issue of getting the hostages back is relatively straightforward. I mean, there are some difficulties in making sure they have locations of all the ones who were, especially who were deceased. Apparently, that's the big challenge because some of them may have been killed in buildings that collapsed under Israeli bombs, et cetera. So that part apparently is going to be challenging. But the majority of those who were deceased and all of those who are alive apparently is something that's well known and probably can happen. Really, the challenges are going to be in what happens next after the hostages are released and the exchange in both directions happens, presumably on Monday. Then we get into the really hard stuff. This is phase one, and it's going to be a temporary withdrawal, as I think you mentioned before, back to what's called the yellow line, which is leaving roughly about 42% of Gaza in the control of the Hamas side, or the Palestinian side, rather. But then the question is, what next? Because phase two hasn't even been negotiated yet. So there are some very, very difficult things ahead, and it's going to be a tenuous situation. Is Hamas going to actually leave? One of the points of President Trump's plan was an amnesty plan where they would disarm and exit the place, and that they would give amnesty to be able to leave somewhere else. Will they do that? Will they lay down all their arms? I mean, those are the challenges in the early part, but you know, getting to peace is going to be a long and probably torturous situation.
Are you optimistic ultimately?
I am very hopeful, I will say. I couldn't be happier to hear that this ceasefire itself was organized. I mean, it's the second one this year. The first one should have resulted in the end of the war, and it had a path to get all the hostages back in January of this year with a multi-phased operation then, but the Israeli side calculated or decided that the conditions weren't being met and went back to the war. We have to hope that doesn't happen here, but it can. So I'm, I guess, cautiously optimistic, but I'm really, really hopeful that because now, different than in January, the global pressure for Israel to end the war is much, much higher. So I think the chances are better now than they were in January.
And from your experience, Lieutenant Colonel, Israeli Defense Forces have completed the first phase of withdrawal from Gaza Strip. What does this mean?
Well, it basically just means that there's now 42% of the strip where there are no Israelis at all. And up to this point, they've almost literally been everywhere here. But as you may have seen from some of these maps, 42% of what was already a pretty small strip squishes, you know, somewhere around 2 million people still into very tight corners and quarters. Obviously, there's very little buildings for people to live in. So that means that they continue to live as refugees throughout. The great news is that apparently up to 400 trucks are going to come in within the next 24 hours, a food truck, which is dramatically more than they've had since, I guess, February of this year. So hopefully that also continues. But then the second, the very next question is, when will Israel move back to the second line, which is not quite back to the border, but further back than it was? And all these things have to be negotiated out.
All right. Well, we'll be watching very closely, of course, President Trump's landmark visit as well to the region. Lieutenant Colonel, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
For all the latest news, download the WeOn app and subscribe to our YouTube channel.